Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. And today's guest is Brad Booth. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Fox. We have a very good episode today. Today, my guest is Manager of IT Solutions for Sullivan, Curtis, and Monroe, Brad Booth. Brad, welcome to the episode.
Oh, thank you.
Glad to have him on. I think we have some really good stuff for agencies to talk about from the IT side. From we're going to talk about buy-in to technology and get a little background first on Brad. Brad, tell us your journey. You and I have talked about it. I know you've been doing this insurance thing for a while, but tell us your road.
Yeah, I've been doing this for several years, over 20 years now. I've been in insurance. I started off on the actual PNC side as a cert clerk here at Sullivan Curtis Monroe. I think that was back in 97. I actually was in insurance and doing some personal line stuff and that kind of stuff before that. But then I got into here and I was a CSR there for several years. And then when we decided to switch systems, they found the guy that was good with Excel and decided I should be in charge of it. So they put me in charge of it. And I worked here for a few more years doing that. And then I went on what I call my sabbatical, and I actually went to work for X-Dimensional for about 10 years. And I learned a lot there. It was interesting being on the actual vendor side, the software vendor side, and working with a whole bunch of agencies and ranging sizes and helping them do a lot of stuff on that side. And then the just timing worked out, and I came back over here to Sullivan Curtis Monroe, and I've been here now for 5 years, and it's been a lot of fun. It's actually really nice to be able to focus on one agency again and see projects through to completion.
And that's why I was excited to have you on, because you've got a great perspective. I mean, 20 years ago being a cert clerk, I mean, that must have been a mind-numbing process to do so much of that. Probably all manual, right? At that point.
Oh yeah. I walked in and there was a typewriter sitting on the desk and I went, what am I supposed to do with that? I immediately started just making changes, and we had a department that just would, word processing. So I went over to them and took them these forms. I said, can you recreate this in Word so I can just use the computer? That was one of the first things I eliminated was the typewriter, because I was like, this is just crazy.
So. And they're like, what is Word? What do you mean? You mean words? You want me to just type words?
Yeah, exactly. I had to get really creative with a lot of stuff there. It was a lot of fun back in the day when the systems just weren't even close to what they can do today.
Right. And I think, the stair step of that technology growth, from the, I've said on other podcasts, I was an agency owner. We had all the way back to the days of the giant stacks of file folders on everyone's desk, working that way from an in pile to an out pile, through those processes when things started to automate, when technology started to help, then it became like it wanted to do all of these things for an agency, but it never quite did, to now things are actually working. And, to your point of working with so many agencies along the way, you've seen all of that. That's why I think your insight on a lot of this stuff will be really, really valuable. For those that don't know, Sullivan Curtis Monroe is about a 200-person firm. And I think from our other conversation, Brad, you guys have upwards of 15 different systems that you're running for the agency. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, when you start looking at all the different stuff, we have our main systems, for managing the agency, but there's all the add-ons, there's all the little pieces that, you need to complete the business from, AM Best and all these different places, NCCI and, all the different work comp stuff. And there's just all kinds of things that we're looking to make put together at all times.
And I think that's a good segue into where I think the meat of this podcast is going to be, which is, let's talk about not only the systems. You know, you're a large firm, lots of systems. There's people at every level listening in on this, smaller firms, mid-sized firms, firms of your size. So let's talk about not only how you get those systems to work, and we'll start with just how they work for you. But then I think the key to this whole thing, and I think this is where most agencies struggle, is buy-in to using the systems. Because, you know, I've talked to so many principals on a daily basis that are, that would be great. I don't know if I can get my people to do it. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, how you get buy-in, why it's so crucial, and really at the end of the day, what does that look like to the bottom line, to the operational efficiency of the agency, if you're able to get people on board with where you're headed with your technology?
Yeah, I mean, that is, to me, you know, that I look at that as one of my primary focuses of my job, is really selling change. And trying to get people on board is always tricky. Having that experience and being able to remember those days back to when there was a piles of paper on your desk and you had somebody delivering mail to your desk. And now, you know, we all scream if the email isn't instantaneous. But having those perspectives. But really, you know, the number one thing is always, you know, if without management backing my play, there it just doesn't work at all. So having somebody that's going to say, yeah, we're going in the same direction, we need to get these things done, is you know, priority number one, is having that at the top of the list. The next thing I do is really, I always make sure that I'm not making the decisions for those that have to do the work. I do understand insurance. I speak it, but I'm not the guy who has to do it. And it's been a long time since I've actually had to do the work. But I always make sure that I have people involved that do the work. And not only that, but it, especially with the whole generational thing, you know, nowadays, is we have that huge definition there, is I always make sure I have the spectrum involved in making those decisions too. We recently went through something on our commercial lines, reworking our renewal process. And I had, you know, 20 different individuals involved in that because I wanted to make sure that they all had their chance to voice their opinion. And even when we were doing that, I made sure I kept most of the management kind of out of the room so that they felt, you know, very comfortable with speaking with me about that. And saying, here's what we need to do. Here's what we need to do. And, you know, when it comes down to it and the decision needs to be made, then I go to the manager and I say, hey, here's where I think we should go with this. But that really is huge. The other thing, I always make sure that I don't try to limit myself based on what people think they can do. I always try to say, hey, let's shoot for everything and then see what we can, you know, get by with. So we can dream up some pretty crazy stuff.
Let me jump in there because I find, and I think you're onto something here, but I want to challenge it a little because I feel like the normal position of an agency is this, well, we tried so many things, we didn't have enough time or energy devoted to them all, and they all failed, versus, you know, some version of a stair step or a baby step format. So talk to me about why, you know, I'm not opposing your position, but if I'm a 12-person agency that has a on-call IT person that comes in a couple days a week, and I've got, you know, some really seasoned people in my office that are used to doing things a certain way, how do I get that buy-in?
It really is getting, you know, it really is going to be come down to, it is those little steps and those little pieces. And the other part that, you know, I struggle with, and sometimes some agencies don't want to do, is making sure that those people have the big picture. And that by saying, you know, if we make this one little tweak to the way you're doing things, I can save you time over here. You know, that other thing that you hate to do, I can take that away if you'll do this for me over there. And some of the stuff is just a matter of gathering information to know what's going on and saying, hey, if I tweak it here, then I'll know how buried you're going to be 6 months down the road. So if you start giving me this piece of data, I can go with that.
I totally agree.
And it really is. Yeah.
I totally agree. And I think when you get like going back to where you started this, for me, the it starts at the top. Like if you have ownership, management, leadership saying, okay, we're going to do this, and then going away and not staying in it, staying motivated to get to make change, to affect that change, it's never going to work, because you're going to get, hey, I told everybody to do it and now no one's doing it. That's the end result, right? I mean, that's where you end up if you don't stay as a leader in an organization that knows all the things that you just said. If you do this, your life will be easier. The efficiency will come. I can guarantee you can spend more time doing what you should be doing, which is insurance work and not busy work.
Yeah. Or even, you know, hanging with the family, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Good point.
If we can get you away from, you know, all this little busy work, then there's a ton of it that goes on, you know, then we can, you know, help that, you know, make your life better in general. Not as stressed out.
So let's talk about it from let's be more specific. I think that's a good, that's good groundwork for agencies should be from the top down, looking at ways to use technology to add systems, to change systems, to better their daily ability to be efficient, to work harder, smarter, faster. So if you're a smaller agency and you're on the same management system you've been on for X amount of years, and you've jerry-rigged it this many ways, and you put this many band-aids in, or you know your data's not clean, like, where do you even start? Like, what's a recommendation? Like, where would you go with that? Like, if you were consulting and you went into a mid-size agency that was behind the times, or at least not all the way caught up with the times, what would your recommendations be for? Obviously, we just talked about how, like, from the top down, or why, I guess. But what? What is it? What does that look like?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing you got to do is start getting some information that means something, you know, and sometimes that can be difficult, but getting an idea, you know, you're going to have a direction. We need to, you know, whatever, as far as, you know, make this person work less or be less busy. And so you got to start figuring out what they're doing. And a lot of times that can be step one, is just making sure that the reporting you're looking at is accurate. You're going to have to fill in some gaps here and there. And that's one of the things about some of these projects, is making sure that, you know, you have kind of a clear scope of it too, and not deviating from that scope. Once you kind of laid out, here's where I'm going, you just got to make sure you don't get too distracted. I mean, many times when I'm digging through stuff, I start seeing holes in data and that kind of stuff. And it's easy to go down one of those rabbit holes, but
I just
set it aside and put it as a project to deal with, you know, down the road, as long as it's not going to have a, you know, critical impact on what I'm trying to achieve currently. But it really is taking a little bit at a time and just saying, you know, for whatever it is, we're just going to go after this one piece and then see what happens and go from there. And
So let's talk about, like, the people listening in. Let me bucket them really quick. You've got principals. Obviously, we haven't even touched on carrier connectivity and things like that yet. I want to get there. But for now, on the agency side, you've got principals, you've got management, you've got CSR level, service level. At every level there, let's start with, there's buy-in, right? Okay, top level is pushing down that buy-in for the right reasons, staying, showing the big picture, why that works. Anyone listening in that's at the management level needs to be managing toward effective change. And at the service level, the foot soldier level, where we are in the trenches all day long, it's tough to change. It's just easier to do it the way I know how. That buy-in piece is so crucial. And for me, everything you've said makes sense all the way to, okay, now go do it, right? Like, it's one thing for you and I to talk about it. It's another thing for a principal to go, you know what, that's a great idea. I've got to make some changes. It's a completely different thing to put a plan all the way in place, right? And then execute all the way to either success, which is where you're hoping you get, or a quick failure, so you know it didn't work, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it is, and really it's about taking it in little pieces. That's the one, you know, big part of people stumble over. You know, you look at this thing and you go, that's a huge problem. And it's really about pulling the pieces of that onion off one at a time and tackling them. And identifying which pieces are going to, you know, be the first ones you want to go after.
Yeah.
But that's really it. And then get, you know, having those people that are doing the work involved and saying, you know, here, if we tweak it this way a little bit, that'll help. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to tell them about the next little tweak that's going to come along because you see it down the road, but go here, let's focus on this for now. And we'll get that done. And then we'll move on to the next thing. And really that's really where I've been successful is getting those people involved at that level.
And it sounds like, I mean, I know your agency and I know what a great job you do, Brad, and your agency as a whole does. But I think where you know, that rubber meets the road, so to speak, for everyone out there is exactly what you just said. It's managing it all the way through the process. I want to get even one level more detail. You said you have 15-ish, maybe more systems in place. If I'm sitting in an agency right now at any level in an agency and I'm thinking, okay, he's got 15, I've got one. I've got my management system. What are the quick wins that where you might like do something, a system that would be a quick win or a technology play, not necessarily a vendor, but a something that tactically works for an agency to grow or to be more efficient, where you might be able to get more buy-in by going, see, we did this little thing and it really, really affected the agency in a positive way. Now let's do another one. What would you say to someone who's writing notes right now of taking back to their agency something that they could start on tomorrow?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Is going after some little thing, finding some vendor that you don't know has some kind of integration, or you know, something that just ties it all together. I mean, I look at some, you know, the download stuff, and you know, just expanding that kind of stuff. I mean, that's one of the things my agency they weren't doing when I got back about 5 years was like commission statement download. And getting that rolling and taking that little bit off of, you know, the accounting plate, or somebody was manually entering that or whatever they were doing to get that stuff in there, but start expanding that stuff out and make life easier one little bit at a time. And it is about, you know, the first little thing to gain some credibility with those you're trying to, you know, move along the change road is find something really simple, really easy, and get that, you know, that one under the belt, and it gives you a little credibility. Hey, they are trying to move me in the right direction without, you know, causing me too much strife. So it, you know, but there's little stuff like that all over the place where you can just make sure that, you know, if you make a decision on you're going to work with this third party, that they have the ability to make that transaction happen within your system, you know, in real time or through some API or web service thing.
And so, you know, you start talking about web services, API, those, you know, buzzwords, catchphrases, or just, you know, technical jargon, right? I think when people, that's where people start going, okay, wait, now you just got out of my pay grade. Now we're talking, but it doesn't have to be that difficult, right? I mean, you don't have to be like, I know we talked a little bit about before, you and I in a different conversation, like you do coding, right? I mean, you're not asking someone to learn how to code or, you know, build a website. You're saying find the vendor that'll do these things behind the scenes that work seamlessly in what you're doing and go to town on that.
Yeah, and that's it, is really finding those places where there's so much stuff going on out there that's really, you know, just unbelievable. And with the advent of these technologies, these web services and APIs, it gives that ability for these two systems. You know, you can have your internal agency management system talking to some website and populating data one way or the other, and it helps you out so much. Yeah. And that's just... Downloads something that's been around a while and it works on a different function. It's a little more old school in the way we term it, but it does its job. But there's all kinds of little stuff. You know, there's vendors we've gotten onto this year where you click a button and it goes and reads out of the management system, pulls data up, and now I have something that I can go directly to the client with. And that kind of stuff can just make life really easy by searching those people out and finding that information that can just take a little bit of work off of somebody's plate.
All right. Shift gears a little for me. Talk to me similarly. We're talking a lot about the agency and things they can be doing. Let's talk about systems, technology. You mentioned, you know, things like commission download. Let's talk about the way that the carrier agency relationship has grown. Again, let's bring that down to a level where someone might go, wow, I didn't even know you could do that. There's probably somebody listening that said, I didn't know you could do commission downloads. I didn't know that was a thing. So talk to me about the changes in the carrier agency technology stack, so to speak, and how that's sort of progressed. What's really important right now? What's on the horizon? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, I know, you know, the big stuff, it's always funny because we get into those discussions about the carriers and it's, you know, herding cats in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But there is some stuff that's happening out there that can make life a lot easier. Like one of the things we're doing right now is we're reaching out to all our carriers, and making sure that where we can, we're shutting off the flow of paper in here. We don't want to receive, we'd like to get to where no mail's coming through the door. It's all coming electronically. The funny thing is we ran into one of the big carriers and they go, we can't do that because we aren't filed the correct way in the state. We have to send you the paper. And I'm like, who thought of that one? Why can't they change that?
Legislature says you must send paper. That doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, come on, let's just like try to get over that. And I'm in California. We're supposed to be saving trees, right?
Yeah, exactly. I can't even put a straw down here in San Diego with a fountain drink anymore because we're saving seals.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's one of the things we're doing is trying to get that because we have this ability to take those emails. And with some of the new technology that's coming, we'll be able to read those emails coming in the door and file them right where they need to be and all that kind of stuff. We use a third party just for doing certificates of insurance and working with that vendor and going, hey, we want to get these integrations going. And this one of the big nightmares we deal with is, you know, certificates that are returned. You know, we have insureds where at renewal, we issue 1,000 certs or so. And a percentage of those come back to us. Well, now somebody's got to take that cert. They got to go in and file it and say, yeah, we got it back. And then they got to go and go up to the other system. And, you know, we were notifying the client that, hey, we're going to get rid of this holder. Now we've kind of changed our process so we notify them ahead of time that anything comes back, we're going to just non-renew that holder. But working with this vendor, we're going to try to automate that whole process. So everything will come in, we'll get them back in the mail, but we'll drop them on a scanner. They will automatically be OCR'd, filed into our document management system, and automatically sent onto that vendor just to non-renew the cert holder. And all that can be done because we have these IDs that are on those pieces of paper.
Yeah.
And the technology for the OCR is good enough now that we can read right off that and go, okay, here's the stuff, pass it on all the systems that need to know and make it happen.
People are listening in right now going, wow, that would be awesome. So, I mean, and these are the little things, right? And I think that starts again, I mean, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but it starts with the buy-in to wanting change and knowing change. I made a comment on a podcast I was on recently where I was just at the NetView Accelerate 2019 show out in Cincinnati. And it was one of the very first shows I've been to where, you know, leading up to that for years and years, you've been to a million shows, I've been to a million shows. There was always kind of this like generic sense of, well, we know we got to use technology, so here we are. Kind of that almost Eeyore mentality. And I'm really seeing a switch to, yeah, let's use technology to be better at what we do. And maybe that's been brought on by the Amazons of the world. Maybe it's been brought on by the pressure of Geico. Maybe it's been just the younger generation that has expectations around UI, UX, and things like that. So what you just said makes perfect sense. And when we talk about an agency making change, carriers making change, all of those things, like you having that conversation with the carrier that's not paper free. I always say paper less, but that means paper less. And then there's paper free, which is where you want to be. That carrier, you pressuring them makes them pressure the state or whoever they have to make those things easier. Because at the end of the day, you want relationships with your carriers the way you want relationships with your customers to be strong, deep relationships that you feel good about. And if you're going to a paper-free environment and you've got this one carrier, is your sense that you're really going to want to write business with that carrier? Or if you could switch it out, would you maybe go somewhere else, right? And I'm not saying you're going to do that. I'm just saying that there's this what I think is a nice snowball of consumers have an expectation, which means our customers have an expectation. Agencies now are getting on board. Carriers are getting on board. People are buying in. If your agency isn't buying into this, you're falling behind. Am I right with that, Brad? I mean, is that pretty much what we're talking about?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's it. I mean, just we got to keep moving forward. And there's just so much stuff out there now that technology can do for us. And getting everybody onto the same page, is the way we got to go. These integrations and this stuff that allows us to talk to each other is just something that I come back to and say, it just is huge. And then there's this little busy work that just, there's so much of that stuff that can be just taken care of by getting the right combination of things together and eliminating that stuff.
And if you again, we're going to keep talking about it, but if you are at the forefront of that, you're going to win, right? Your agency is going to be like, again, I mentioned your agency. Your agency is good. Like, you do things right. You know that if you get into a battle with another agency, that for a piece of business, say a large commercial piece of business, you've got a pretty good chance. Reputation. Yeah. The way you present yourself, that technology stack that you have, the systems you have in place. And you don't have to be a 200-person firm to represent yourself that way, but you do need to use technology to your advantage, right?
Yeah, and it really is the key. I mean, there's stuff that, we use that anybody can use. And it's kind of interesting because, especially with the users group I'm involved with, and, I'm on the phone as a call with my colleagues at my competitors all the time, and we're talking about and helping each other out, and we form our alliances against the vendors and or to work with the vendors.
Good for
you. And but that's the thing, and we all have our own ideas of how it needs to work, and then we come up with a compromise and say, hey, if we do it this way, we can help everybody and do that. And it's really cool to have those discussions with your competitors, because in the end, you want to come down, we may get to a level playing field as far as technology goes, but then it's just going to come down to, salesmanship, true salesmanship on that.
Honestly, that's what it should come down to, right? I mean, right now you're at a competitive advantage without salesmanship because of what you've done from a tech side. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it should come down to, Who do you feel like, who do you want to be in a relationship with right now? Given your agency has an advantage over not all, but some that are listening now taking notes. You mentioned something I want you to dig in a little more to. It's, you're obviously at the forefront of understanding the technology, knowing how to make the systems talk to each other, et cetera, et cetera. But you mentioned, having peers, having user groups, that's where I think a lot of this breaks down for people. At one point or another in this conversation, you said something or I said something and they went, I have no idea what he just said. And, and it's easy at that point to shut it off and go back to your day. So talk to me a little bit about how you leverage other smart people that do the same thing you do. Obviously, it's probably not an agency right down the street. It's probably someone geographically that you're not competing with. Maybe it isn't. Tell me about that and why that's so important at every level, like at the principal level, at the management level, at the service level, that you have other people in other places that you can help and that can help you. Talk to me about that.
Well, I mean, and actually some of them are so big that they are right down the street just because they're everywhere.
Right.
But but that, you know, it really comes down to if we're working together with this, you know, and coming up with those compromises and coming up with all those ideas, what happens is, you know, we think of things that they don't think of and vice versa, that once we put it together and we work together on it, we come up with something that works for everybody. Because the downside of that is if I don't interact with them at all and I ask for my thing, they ask for their thing, if they're bigger than I am, they may win and get what they want, yet I didn't have my say in it.
That's true.
You know, and that's so being involved in that user group. I mean, I look at, you know, with the user group we're in, you know, and I hear about these people that aren't involved there, and I'm like, you got to get involved, because that's just, if you're not involved in, in those kind of things, then, you know, you're missing out, because there is so much just exchange of ideas and finding new ways to do things. And, you know, like you mentioned, just getting back from the conference, and there's all these ideas and there's all this stuff, and I have a whole nother list of stuff I need to kind of look at and go, okay, can we look at doing it a different way here or there? Or can we implement something new, you know, to help with that? And there's just all that stuff that happens by just sitting around and having those discussions. And it's funny because people ask me, well, how many, you know, of the sessions did you go to, the breakouts and that kind of stuff? And I say, you know, I did this many. I go, but really I get more information sitting around just talking to people that are doing what I'm doing, or, you know, I
sometimes with a cold beverage in your hand, sometimes not.
Yeah. Exactly. And it just, yeah, having those, you know, those conversations with people, see people walking down the hall and go, hey, I heard you have this idea. And, you know, we have these boards that we post on, and I monitor those, and being able to help each other out. And, you know, there's always those times when I've pulled my hair out over something, and I'm always willing to make sure that somebody else doesn't have to do the same thing as well.
Well, I think you get, like, you know, I've mentioned the competitive nature of this business. Obviously, everybody's would love to have more business. Everyone's, you know, you're going head to head with some, you know, like you mentioned, somebody that's down the street that's also in every metropolitan city or whoever that might be. But at the end of the day, the great thing about this industry is almost everyone is really willing to help. Like, everybody feels a kinship to other people in the industry. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't take advantage of, whether that's a user group, whether that's a conference or a show, whether that's just something local in your area, a chapter meeting of anything that's going on. People are willing to help. They're willing to talk about this industry and the things they've done. Like I said, I started an agency. I acquired a bunch of other agencies. I've seen a lot down that road. You were a certificate clerk, and now all the way to, you know, the IT solutions manager at a very big firm, very successful firm. That's a lot of information. It's a lot of intelligence that's been gathered by people, experiences. And if you're not taking advantage of that, and sometimes what gets in the way is ego. Like if you're an agency principal, say one that's been doing it for a very long time that doesn't totally understand technology, take the ego out and put pride or ego into, look what I was able to do and transform my agency. Does that make sense to you, what I'm saying?
Oh, totally. And, you know, it goes back to, it's funny because, and really my very, very beginnings of getting into insurance is my father was a farmer's agent. And so that's kind of, I grew up around insurance. And, yep. You know, I remember, you know, in talk discussions with him, you know, when it comes down to it, it's all of, we're a service industry. We're providing a service. And from IT up, we got to be focused on providing that end service to the client. And as much as I can do to help, you know, free up these people from doing those little menial tasks that distract them from providing that service, the better off we're going to be. And working with the other users to do that, they have the exact same problem is trying to provide those services. And then, you know, get that playing field as level as possible. So,
and I think if you go all the way back to, you could listen to the first two, I hope you listen to the whole podcast, but listen to the first 2 minutes of Brad talking. And if you just wrote that part down or just took that back to your office, it's about buying into it. And like I said, last conference I was at, you got a sense that people were starting to go, I get it. It's important. Let's go. Versus, yeah, I know. I got to do technology. So I think just to kind of wrap this up, Brad, I'm just going to reiterate the importance of buy-in at every level, explanation from the top to why it's so important to be using technology, finding quick wins, you leveraging other people that you either know or groups that you could join or be a part of that know things you might not. And then finally, what I said about taking your ego out of it and making an agency that's ready for the future. You do any or all of those things and you're moving down a really exciting path for your agency. Is that fair to say?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think that's the direction to go. And yeah, having that open mind and just keep moving forward and working towards a common goal. So,
and I would wrap up the way I always wrap up and put you on the spot. We're going to record this next little piece right here and we're going to put it in a time capsule and we're going to bury it. Somebody's going to pick it up and they're going to open it. It could be tomorrow. It could be in a year, whatever, whenever it is, it's your one big piece of advice to the industry.
Oh, geez. You know, it's all about making sure it really is the service thing. Whether it's a software vendor providing a service to us, they got to understand that we're just trying to pass that service on to our clients. Keeping that the main goal, and not trying to control too much. You know, it goes back to keeping that openness to allowing other things to interact and keep moving forward. That's really where we got to go.
I love it, Brad. This has really, really been good. I'm a big fan of yours, and I think what you've got going on down there, or up there, I guess, from where I am, since you're up in Orange County and I'm down in San Diego, is great. It's the kind of stuff agencies should emulate. And how do people find you? Like, are you on LinkedIn? What's the best, if people want to reach out and connect, what's the best way to find you?
Yeah, I am on, I'm on LinkedIn. At some point I need to update my title change, which happened in the last few months. But I am on LinkedIn and you can reach out to me there. You can also reach out to me through, if you're a Vertafore user, through the NetView community and all that stuff, I'm on there. So it's, yeah, multiple ways to get a hold of me. So,
and there's a lot of information in that brain of yours, in that big brain of yours, Brad. Sorry for the Pulp Fiction reference. Anyway, so it's been good to have you. Thanks so much. We appreciate your time. For everybody out there listening to the episode, don't forget to subscribe to what we're doing. And there's other great episodes already sitting in the store and much more to come. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast. And tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertafore.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at vertafore.